Welcome back to Master Mindset Podcast, episode 194.
What's up, team? In this one, we're talking about the harmony of creation. Let's go. What's up, team?
What up?
Back at it. It's been a while. We're back in the lab. Giving mindset coaching tips to help people be the best version of yourself to win the inner game. And I want to introduce to you an old school mindset teacher. I'm talking like 40s, 60s, 50s. The name is Neville Goddard. And what he does is he talks about, we can't just think the thought, we have to feel it. And I think about Dr. Joe Dispenza. He teaches and preaches the concept of neurons that fire together, wire together. When you have a thought, a vision, when you visualize and you connect gratitude, emotion to that thought, it strengthens it even stronger. So this is going to be a quick episode. So new year, new mindset, new you. This has been my system I've been doing almost every morning when I journal, when I get clarity. Now we've taught the HA method. I have, I am, I will, I have our thoughts of gratitude, I am, or affirmations. And I will is set your intention, visualize it. But I'm just trying to add more levels and layers to this work, Team Money, to get more clarity, to strengthen these connections. So here is what I call the four levels, the four layers of the harmony of creation. Think of a choir. That when these different parts come together, it's this sweet sound that's just so beautiful and powerful. When the harmonies are off, it just doesn't sound good. So I think when we try to, if you want to use the word manifest or create new things or achieve our goals, I'm just going to give you an evidence-based system that I think is really powerful. It's really simple, and just give it a shot. So the first thing I want you to do is to have a thought or to declare or decide what it is that you want. See it. Write it down in clarity. Just describe it. The thing that you want. That's step one. So you can write down thought or want. I don't care. Either one works. That's level one. Level two is how do you want to feel, or what would it feel like when you have it? Describe the emotion. Describe the energy. Describe what your body, the senses, just attach the thought with the feeling. Because T-Money, your nervous system is a part of your brain that flows throughout your body. Your cells are listening. Your cells are eavesdropping on your thoughts. Your cells have memory. So to make these thoughts become physical and to amplify the vision, where I've said it before, your conscious brain is the goal setter. Your subconscious is the goal getter. So create these visions, these goals, and make it a part of you. Don't just think it, feel it, T-Money.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about, you know, back in the day when you used to golf, like, don't just see the shot, feel the thought.
Feel it. Yep.
And Goddard was talking about how he manifested his wife or something. Like, he would imagine, you know, as a woman that would come into his life and just all the parts of what it would feel like to have her with him. You know, just imagine as if it's already yours. Feel it as if it's already yours. Now, the third level. So we have the thought or what you want, that's one. Number two is, how's it going to feel? Describe it, feel it, experience it as if it's already yours. The third one is to now fully commit and believe it. So if you were journaling, T-Money, you would clarify the thought, the want, you would describe the feeling, and then you would write the third level, belief, write and describe as if it's already yours. I am that person. This is who I am. Describe it as if it's, or act as if it's already yours. It's you, because you're the same person, or the same body, the same brain, the same makeup when you were born. You have the same organs, and you're the same person when you're dead. So even if it happened in the past or future or now, it's you. So Dispenza calls, you know, creating a future memory will start to believe in, I don't know, I know this truth. How can you become what you don't believe? It's going to be pretty hard. And then the fourth level is, this is critical, because when you look at The Secret or just affirmations, like there's a missing piece. As much as I love the law of attraction, I love the law of cause and effect. Level four, again, we're creating a harmony. A harmony to create new things in your life, a new reality. The fourth level is action. Act as if. What is one action? Let's say, the feeling is the fuse. The explosion is this new creation, but the spark is action. So what's one thing you can do today to put you on that path, to act as if, to be that person now? What's one action you would do today to set this vision, feeling, belief in motion? So you would journal those four things. It literally takes 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just tell me your thoughts on this harmony of creation.
No, I really like it. I think it's just another great, like you said, the shorter part is great, but just to kind of get your mind in the spot of envisioning this thing and then doing several different steps to lock it in and commit to achieving whatever that goal is, which I really like that.
That's good. And I can give an example. So
yeah.
I have kind of two words of the year. One of my words of the year is community. Being in Nashville for a year and a half, I haven't prioritized myself socially. You know, I've been all in on the kids or working pretty hard. So when I first started doing this the first week, you know, one of my things that I would write down is, gosh, I have such a great community in Nashville. I have friends that love me and care about me. I would just describe what it feels like to feel, you know, needed and wanted and respected and just wanting to be a part of this group. And then I would just affirm that in present tense, you know, how I have just a great community of friends and they're like family and we do things together, we live life together. And then the one action I would take, well, if that was really the truth, I'm going to like text 3 to 5 people how awesome I think they are and how I'm so grateful for them. And, you know, again, part of that thought, the first layer is I would just visualize people reaching out to me. Like, hey, come hang out or come. I kid you not, my friend. That afternoon, one of my homies in town, hey, come to the farm this weekend, bring the kids. Another, like, that afternoon, hey, you want to come go to the gym with me tomorrow morning? Like, boom!
Yeah.
So, team, let's do it. I want you to create the same abundance or, you know, let's not play to lose. Let's play to win, but do yourself a favor and get your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, and actions in alignment. There's this harmony of creation that has to happen to make big changes. See it, feel it, believe it, and then do it. Let's go, Team Money.
Let's go.
The body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.